Hello there. I am so excited to have you here. I'm doing something a little different today, and I'm going to be taking you behind the scenes of this. I'm just going to use the word change because it's the only thing that's coming to my mind, but really it feels like an entire just renewal. It's a freaking rebirth. That's so dramatic. That I've been going through lately, and consequently that my business has been going through. And I feel like mainly with what I share, I'm always wanting to just talk about questions that you have, topics that you're curious about. And yet every now and again, I just want to bring you in and tell you more about everything that's happening outside of just what I'm sharing with you. And so if that feels like your vibe, if you are nosy AF like me, and yeah, I'm proudly nosy, I feel like there is this idea that we're not allowed to be nosy. You know, I was talking to someone the other day, they're like, oh, well, you know, like I'm not really nosy. I'm like, I am. I want to know everything. Why do you think that I obsessively am looking into random things that I don't need to know about? Why do you think I'm a Reddit user? Yeah, I feel like I'm a Reddit user. I actually don't even have a Reddit account. I'm just like I just look through it. Like, I just want to know the things. Like, I want to know the true, honest dirt on any situation. Maybe it's because I'm a Gemini. I feel like that could also be a part of it. Maybe not. I don't know. I'm not an astrology pro. I'm a dietitian. And as a dietitian that loves to talk about things from a non-diet perspective, I'm glad that you've found your way here, because we're getting into it today. And if you like this topic, if you like this time that we get to hang out together, you may really enjoy other content that I share. So I hope that you check that out. But I want to dive in to this story about what the heck has been happening within the last 6 months of my life and of my business. And I will say that I have a YouTube video that I just released all about not only what's been happening in the last 6 months, but also what happened from May of 2022, when I posted my last YouTube video, when I was at the darkest and most challenging time, really, that I've had in my life in a long time. So if you want to hear all of that, you want to get into some personal behind the scenes, I will make sure to include that link in the description for you to check out. But without further ado, we need to just dive the heck into it. So if you are newer to me, you may not know anything about what I do, and you may not know anything about my story. And I have different resources where you can find out more about that. I'll include podcast episodes and YouTube videos where you can check that out. But essentially, you know, I've dealt with my own struggles. Well, I dealt with my own struggles with food, body image, exercise, most specifically in the form of kind of orthorexia for a really long time. And that was the darkest point in my life. And yet that was so long ago. You know, I think for me, that was probably now at the worst point of it was like 9 years ago. And I feel like as I went through recovery, I just became more and more myself. Like, I just felt like I was flourishing until I started to deal with these health issues. And that's what I talk more about in this YouTube video, like what happened. But then after, again, I healed these health issues and consequently, again, kind of improved some of the mental health things I was struggling with, I felt again like I was really thriving. And I hit this point of feeling like I was in my groove, you know what I mean? I was moving. I was grooving. I was crushing the game. If you are watching this, because, by the way, I should have said this. So I'm now also recording for my podcast, Seems Like Diet Culture, and I'm taking these and putting them on YouTube too, so you can watch the podcast if you enjoy that. Or if you're here on YouTube, you're already watching me. You see me, we're making eye contact. And you get to see all my crazy antics if you are watching on YouTube. But I was just grooving very heavily with my shoulders, if you're wondering. But to go back to the actual story, I felt like I really hit my stride in around March or so, of March to May of 2023. And then all of a sudden, I started to have these struggles with how I was feeling, like my core worth. Because here's the thing, as someone that is so passionate about helping people recover and cultivate a positive relationship with food, body image, and exercise, because I know what it's like to be in that struggle and because I know how much better it is to be out of that, I just think that, and also as someone that has perfectionistic tendencies that I'm always monitoring, right? And yes, they contributed to my struggles with food, body image, and exercise at the time, but now they don't, but they still come up in my life. You know, I always talk about this when I work with people, you know, what is realistic recovery versus being recovered. I consider myself completely recovered because I could never ever imagine moving backwards, and I feel so solid in that, and I've been in that space for a long time. But I know different people resonate with different wording. But what I always say, no matter what, is even if you are completely recovered with food, exercise, body image, and all of the different things that go along with that, there are still personality traits and characteristics that contributed to your struggles that will try to weasel their way into your life, if that makes sense. So I know that I am always someone that can take things to extremes and be perfectionistic and be very self-critical. And what ended up happening in around June or so of last year is I felt like I wasn't making the impact I wanted to make anymore. And it's really weird that I'm saying this because on an external level, this was not showing itself. I actually was really thriving in my business. And over the last three rounds of Live Unrestricted, we have had, I mean, the most incredible results. I mean, every single person that has gone through when we do surveys at the end, reported increase in quality of life. We haven't had anybody leave the program, which has only happened like a couple of times, but you know, it's really been positive. But there was just something like, you know, when you feel like there's just this like little voice or like this little person like tapping on your shoulder saying like something's not right, like something's not right. That's how I felt. And I couldn't figure out why. And I couldn't figure out why it was feeling like it was attacking my worth. And I think what I realized now, looking back, in the moment, I felt like I was having a breakdown. Now looking back, I realized that the way that I was sharing on social media and the way that I was like talking about Live Unrestricted, like it didn't feel like what I was meant to do anymore in the way I was doing it. I hope this is making sense. I think I just realized that there were things that I felt like I was missing that would have made me feel like I was being even more impactful. For example, you know, on my old website, which if you have listened before to me, you'll know that in like February, we launched a completely new website. We changed the name from Mallory J. Page to Live Unrestricted, and it has all my new programs and completely new messaging, and it feels so good. But I think, again, before we made this change, I would look at the copy, so like the wording on there, and I'd be like, ick, like why am I speaking to their struggles so much? Like why am I bringing up all the things that they already know. And it's not like I was doing it in a way to try to be harmful at all. It genuinely wasn't. I would just be saying, like, if you don't want to look at yourself in the mirror every day and hate what you see, like, ugh, you know, that feels icky. Like, why am I putting that into your head? And that was just what I was taught in business. They say, market to the pain point, market to what they're struggling with, tell them what they need to see. And I'm like, but I started to realize, I'm like, but I don't like that. And then same thing is when I looked at my application page, because in our old process for Live Unrestricted, essentially what would happen is on the website, you would click a button whenever you wanted to that would take you to an application page. And some of the questions in the application, again, not that I'm like putting this or projecting this out onto business coaches, like, oh, well, they're the ones that told me to do this, blah, 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 blah. No, I make the choice, right? I am the one that decides what to put. But they would say things like, tell me why you should be accepted to the program. Or just like, I felt like there was almost this nature to my, like, the process that was giving the vibe of like, tell me why you should get to work with me. And I started to just feel grosser and grosser about that. I'm like, I am the one that's benefiting. Like, I cannot explain, and I genuinely mean this, how lucky I feel to work with every single person that works with me. But not even just who works with me, every single person that has ever come across one of my posts and enjoyed it, that has felt it supportive to them, watched a second of a YouTube video I have, listened to a minute of a podcast, like, I genuinely feel so grateful. And I didn't like that energy in the process of like, tell me why you should work with me, or like, why you should get to, I felt like, I don't know, like a grumpy man, just like, ugh. So I started to have all these feelings about this. And again, like, I still, the program itself doesn't feel that way. In the program, Live Unrestricted, like, every single time I've felt really good about that. And I just, oh my gosh, people in Live Unrestricted are literally the most amazing people ever. My coaches are incredible. My team is incredible. Like, I'm just so lucky. But I think that started to come up. And I also think that because I felt so misaligned with the copy and with the messaging and the process, I started to struggle to post on social media, to tell people about my program. I felt really disconnected from myself and from the whole process, because I almost didn't feel proud of that anymore. And that was really hard for me because I hadn't felt that before. And I want to make it very known, like, when I'm saying that was so hard for me, like, please don't feel like I'm sharing this for you to have to give me this amount of sympathy. I am so, so blessed in my life. I'm only sharing this because I just feel like when I first started on Instagram, which, just in case you guys are wondering, I started my first Instagram in 2015 when I was deep in disordered stuff, all the disordered stuff. So thank goodness we didn't have like stories and all that different stuff. I look back at the messaging that I shared. That account is gone, by the way. You can't find it, thankfully. And I just cringe so hard. And I restarted my account in 2019. So it's been 5 years of this new account that I've been on. And when I first started, I was just all about like sharing openly and sharing honestly. And I think that it becomes hard when you then want to be someone that, you never want your clients and the people working with you worrying about where you're at. You know, you want to show up there for them. You want to show up and be strong. But I think that there's ways that I stepped too far away from really just sharing what's happening. And that's why I'm sharing now, because I hope that in doing this, it gives a little different perspective that you can't get as you listen to other things from me, or you just see me show up every day online. But going back to what I was saying, that struggle of feeling misaligned in all the ways that I mentioned then started to really stir up feelings of not being worthy, not having a purpose. And I felt like I had done so much work on myself to get through this, because if you know me, you know I love talking about identity. This is one of the core things we talk about in my program, Live Unrestricted. We really dive in and we discuss like the way that identity affects the way that we view ourselves, the way that we view our purpose, the way that we view how we can be loved. And we have to be able to structure our identity in a way that is true to us, not in a way that is contingent on certain habits, on certain body sizes, on certain levels of success. And so I knew this, I know it about myself, but I don't think that I realized that I still had so much of my identity attached to helping people and what contingencies I put on that until I started to feel misaligned in the ways that I was just discussing. And now, don't get me wrong, like helping people is so important to me. I'm not saying that I all of a sudden realize like, I just don't even care about helping people. No, I care so much about helping people, but it's like what we talk about, again, when we're healing our relationship with food, we can care about feeling our best and we can care about our health without making it our identity. And I was realizing as I went through this, oh crap, I have done it again. I have gotten perfectionistic. I have allowed for these external things, for these levels of success, for the way that I show up, for my business to become too much of how I identify myself. And so I had to take time to try to reconcile that. I needed to sit with it. And I was doing that what felt like all of August, literally. I know I said May, but I think like it took a couple months to really start the process. I felt like August of last year, all the way up until the new year, especially January. I mean, I'm obviously always working on myself, working on my business, but you know, January, I felt like I had this realization finally where I recognized, okay, I'm not feeling like this anymore. And the reason why that happened, I mean, there's a couple reasons. Number one, if you guys have listened, you'll likely know, or if you follow me on Instagram, we moved from Austin, Texas to Denver. And that move felt like something that was really right for us. Not because there was anything bad about Austin. We still love Austin. We have amazing friends there. But I think we were just ready for a change. We were ready for a switch up, both Brian and his business and me and mine, even though the location doesn't change it that much. I just think, you know, when you feel like you're ready for something new and you've been going through all this work to kind of like recalibrate yourself and like reground yourself, and then you're still in this kind of place that then doesn't feel like the right fit. I think we just realized like, okay, we need a little something different. So I think that helped, but I also think it was the fact that we changed everything, literally everything about my business and how I show up. And when I say everything, I'm being so, so dramatic, because I love to be dramatic. You know, it's just so fun. I'm just kidding. I mean, I'm kind of kidding. I do sometimes like to be a little dramatic, but we have to still keep it in bounds. We still have to be normal. Okay, back to what I'm saying. So what I mean by this is I sat down honestly and I looked at myself. I looked at myself in the mirror and I said, Mallory, you need to figure this out because it's not working. You're not feeling good about it and you got to figure something out. You got to make a change. So I first was like, we got to do a new website. So I am so lucky to have the most amazing past employee that went out to do her own business, literally in web design. So she was embarking on this journey while I was feeling this way. And I was just shocked because no joke, I was thinking this. And then she messages me. She's like, hey, I'm doing this thing. I'm like, did you plan this specifically for me, Elena? So I will have Elena Chapter House Design and her incredible website services linked in the description, but all you have to do is click my website and you'll see what I'm talking about and you'll see why she's the most amazing person ever. And she brought my vision for Live Unrestricted and for the changes to life in a way that I never could have imagined. So first we're like, let's start with a rebrand here. Let's fix what we're not liking. So we overhauled everything with the messaging, you know, that pain point kind of marketing that I was talking about, where I'm talking about the struggle that you may feel and all that stuff. I was like, no, we're done with this. We're not doing this anymore. And if you go and you read through the website, you'll see what I mean. It feels so much more aligned with what the program truly is, because I think a lot of people think that Live Unrestricted is for the person that is dealing with an eating disorder or dealing with disordered eating. And obviously it can be. Like, there are many people in Live Unrestricted that either have had a past with eating disorders or continue to deal with it and they're taking this as a next step. But it's also for anybody that is wanting to have more acceptance with their body, more freedom in their life, and ultimately get rid of any of these pesky thoughts that come up around food, exercise, and body image. And I cannot tell you how many people in my life will message me on Instagram or text me. You know, this is not just with people on Instagram. This is like genuinely people that I know and love that will be like, oh, well, I'm dealing with this struggle, but like that, it's not like your clients, you know, it's not like what you do. And I'm like, no, but it is. Like, that dissatisfaction that you're seeing in your body where you start to then feel stressed about, oh my gosh, do I need to eat more protein? Do I need to do this? Or where you're questioning if you need to add in like a new supplement into your day, or if you're feeling like someone told you need to do intermittent fasting, or if you're just thinking like, oh, well, it's normal to think about my body, or it's normal to like keep these old clothes that don't fit me. Like, that's what I do, you know? And I don't think that the messaging that I was sharing was connected to that. I think it made people think that they had to be this certain level of quote unquote sickness, which being sick enough is such a big struggle, especially for us women, like believing that we're deserving of something, a reality that is beyond what we're experiencing now. Believing that we do not have to live in this reality where we continuously feel like it's normal to just never feel fully content with our body. That's not normal. To live in this reality where we think, oh, well, I just have to do these certain things around food, or like whenever I get a little outside of my norm, I'll just use my pants that I check and like do some things to get back. Like, that's not freedom, you know? And so I wanted to convey that. I wanted for people to feel that when they went to look at Live Unrestricted. And I'm so proud of what came out of that. And we did that in my other program, LUP. We're in the process of making so many exciting changes that I won't even go into right now for time's sake. But really, the biggest change was to LU. And so we first started with that. And again, even more behind the scenes for anyone that's also interested in the business side, which I know not everyone's in this, so I'm not going to go deep into it. But one of the biggest things in 2023 that I was struggling with was building the right team. You know, I know my strengths and I know my weaknesses, and my strengths lie in the work that I do, you know, being talking with you guys, being a dietitian, you know, visions, how to help, like as in building a vision for the company. They do not lie in operations. They don't. They just don't. And I tried to hire people all throughout last year, and you know, it's just a hard thing without going too deep into it, because you know, I am trying to find someone that really gets what I do, and sometimes people don't. They'll be like, well, why don't you just like stop offering this in your program? I'm like, well, I'm not gonna do that, because like my main goal is for them to have success. Like, I'm not just going to start doing, like, for example, like, why don't you just do group consult calls? I'm like, no, they don't want to be on a group consult call. It's hard enough to just like book a free call with me. It's scary enough. Like, they don't need to be on there with other people. Anyways, let's not get too deep down this rabbit hole. But I finally found someone, Gloria. You can find my team on my website. They're all the freaking baddest bees of them all. They're freaking amazing. I don't know what I would do without them. But she was basically just like, you're telling me about your business. You're telling me about what Live Unrestricted is about. You're sharing that your entire vision is to guide people, not help them, not tell them, guide people in achieving their relationship with their body and food and exercise that they've always dreamed of. You're sharing that you want to help them tune out the noise and trust their intuition and feel comfortable in their body and confident in their food choices. And yet the program that you have set up, it sounds amazing. It is amazing according to all of these testimonials, but it seems like it's so fast. You know, it seems like there could be more time. And I just had this moment where I was like, oh my gosh, you're right. You're so right. And that's when it hit me that Live Unrestricted, it needed to change. Because then I started to think about the feedback we got. Every single time in Live Unrestricted, when we got feedback, it would be, I just wish I had even longer in this program. I just wish I had even more time with you and with the women, just because I've loved this. It's been so supportive, and it would just be nice to be able to spend even more time together. And so the second I heard that, I decided it was time to do it. So that's how this new format for LU was born, which, you know, it went from being 3 months of support to 9 months of support, plus 3 months after that in still a community group with follow-up support, and all of that for the same price, the exact same price. So it literally breaks down to $247 a month when you break it out like that, which makes it, and that's just like if you're choosing the payment plan, we have a bunch of different options, right? But that is less than a lot of sessions, like one session for therapy. Like a lot of therapists charge around $250 or so for therapy. And within that $247 a month, you get 3 coaching calls. You get 12 weeks of goal setting if you join into this next round that's starting, well, from when you're listening to this, you have 1 week left to join. So I'll include the link to join in and to book a call if you would like to. I'll explain the process here in a second. You get resources, like so many resources. You have videos recorded from me, journal prompts. You have literal playlists of podcast episodes for every single topic that we go through. You have guided audios from me. You have me and an entire team of my amazing dietitians in a community group. You have the ability to jump on just client-based calls to connect with others. You literally have so much support. And if you want to, you can even add on one-on-one calls. We have an option to do that too. So there's like a hybrid of where you get all of that and you can add on one-on-one calls if that's the option that you feel like is a good fit. And I just feel like it is a program. So Live Unrestricted, my past program, was the program I dreamed of. Not only for my business, but like for myself, you know, when I was struggling. But then when I thought about this option, which the thing is, I just didn't even think it was an option. I've never seen anybody do it. I've never seen this type of structure of group. I've never seen anybody try and make a program this long or make a program this inexpensive for being that long or have this much support. Like no one's ever done it. I've never seen it. And so I feel like I just didn't think it was possible until I realized like, well, who decides what's possible? Me. What would I want? Me, Mallory, if go back to that version of myself 8 years ago, what would I have needed? I would have needed time. I would have needed to have the flexibility to ask questions, to go through, well, I mean, you could ask questions before, but I guess I mean, I needed to be able to do it on my own terms, but with support and with flexibility. And that is exactly what this is. And with so much transformation. And so we also then because obviously we made all these changes, right? The website is different. The program is different. We went back to all of these different people that have been in Live Unrestricted before, and we asked them about like, hey, what would you have thought of this format in comparison to the format that we did? And they're like, yes, yes, yes. This is the only thing that could have made it better. So we're building it out. We're so excited. And then I started to think again about the application process. And I was like, well, I need to get rid of all this crap. I want it to be that if they are brave enough to take that step, to click the link on my story or to, you know, shoot me a DM and ask to do a free call, or if they stumble upon the website and they click that, I want it to be so simple for them. I want them to be able to book a call that second and act on that amazing step. And so that's what we did. We took out all the application crap, and all you have to do is go to the website, click a button, and book the call time that you want. And the only thing that you would let us know is like, hey, what lets you book the call and any questions that you have. And you can see the pricing. I already explained it to you, but the $247 a month. And then once you apply, you get another email follow-up from us that has more details, a welcome video from me, a breakdown of all the different pricing options. We just made it like so transparent and so obvious because we want it to be easy. We want it to feel like as you take this exciting step of betting on yourself and deciding, no, I deserve more. I deserve to feel free. I deserve to be accepting. And I believe it's possible. Even if I don't know if it's possible, I'm going to believe and take a step, even when I'm concerned about it. We want that to be as easy as it can possibly be for you. And then also we extended, I used to do 20-minute consults because we got so much information from the application, but now I do 30-minute consults, and they are so fun. I cannot even explain. The other day I did one with this amazing woman, and she told me, you know, I'm really nervous. I've followed you for 3 years and I've thought about doing this, and every time I just feel like I'm not going to feel understood, you know, I'm not sick enough. I'm not the right fit. And she texted me afterwards, and she said something along the lines of, sorry, quick cough break. You know, thank you for making this getting the raw ball rolling journey so easy. It wasn't scary, and your kindness and your understanding and appreciation just means so much. And I literally could cry thinking about that because it's just so cool. I'm so lucky to get to do that. And so, yeah, we have that. And then again, when we're on that call, it's like a no risk call. I'm not expecting you to commit. I don't even ask. I literally ask how you're feeling. And then afterwards I send a follow-up email and that will have the link. And if you choose that that's the right fit, then there you go. It's the right fit. And yeah, I'm really excited about it. And I've been loving. I mean, I'm looking right now at our board of the women that are committed for this round that's starting basically this, like in a week, actually, like a little bit over a week. And I just couldn't be more excited. And I think what ended up happening as I've done this is that I feel not only so much better because I've worked through that part of me that felt like I was unworthy unless I was constantly helping and unless I had this certain look of success, level of success, but I also think there was this piece of me that now feels again like, wow, I just love what I'm putting out there on every single front. And if you've interacted with this new process, I would love to hear your feedback. Again, I'll share all the links in the description, from the place to book a call, free call with me, to the website, to everything else that I've mentioned. But I just want to tell the story because no matter where you're at, I want to encourage you that, first of all, your worth is so much more than what you do. Even if you help people, and I don't mean just like in your work. I mean, you're a caretaker for someone, you're a mom, you help your family, you help your friends, it doesn't matter what it is. You're so much more than that. That's not what makes you you. Yes, it makes You know, it's a very valuable thing. It's very commendable, but that's not what makes you you. Second, don't let what you see out there and what you think other people are doing define what it is that you can do. Do more. Do what you want to see. Be different. And three, don't be afraid to change. Even if you're so deep into something. And yes, as you change, there will be, and as you grow, there will be hard things that happen. There will be times where you need a new location or where you want to be surrounded by people that are different or where you need a new mindset or where you have to do some work on yourself and revisit things that feel hard, but it's so worth it in the end. There was a point in January where I, well, kind of like December, early January, where I thought, I don't know how I'm going to keep going. I don't know how I'm going to keep doing this business. I don't know what to do. I feel so lost. I feel like I'm not helping anybody. I feel like no one wants what I can give. And now, sitting here talking to you in March, you know, a week out from starting a program that is my dream program with the most amazing women I've, you know, ever met, along with all my other clients, I can say that I feel so happy and so fulfilled and so grateful. I'm just so, so grateful that I just said, F it. Let's change everything. Club, another club, bus. That's what it felt like. That, do you know the sound I'm talking about? Like, bus, club, another club. Whatever the rest of it is, that's what it felt like, but not in like the fun way of like going to a club, more in the way of like changing everything all at once. But it was worth it. It was so worth it. And it's going to be even more worth it when I get on that first freaking call with all of these amazing women in Love Unrestricted. And if this has resonated with you and you're thinking, you know what? That's maybe I can have more acceptance. You know, maybe I do want more freedom and I could have a more positive relationship to myself and to food and to exercise and to my body, I would love to invite you to check out the website, to do a call with me. It's no risk. You won't lose anything. The only thing I guess you'll lose is a little bit of time where we yap back and forth at each other, having a great time talking about you, your goals, your questions, all of that stuff. And if it feels too scary to start off with a call, or if you just feel like, you know, I don't know if I'm in the place for that right now, you can also join in on the totally free masterclass. I totally forgot to share about that, which has also been so fun doing these masterclasses. This one's on unconditional acceptance, and it essentially gives you three, well, it doesn't essentially, it does give you three proven steps to body confidence that really lasts even through changes. And we've gotten really positive feedback on that thus far. So I would love to have you join that, and I'll include that in the description as well. If you want to check that out. I hope that you've enjoyed coming behind the scenes with these changes and this episode that's a little different. The story that is one I didn't think I'd be telling, but I'm grateful to be sharing now. And I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. You know, leave a comment, slide into the DMs. If you're really feeling kind, can give a rating or review, or you can thumbs up this, whatever you're feeling called to do. I would appreciate, but I also appreciate you just being here. So I will be talking with you again very, very soon. And I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. Bye, guys.